Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number if you would like to join the conversation tonight is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I do want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
To you, Nikki. Yes, thank you, Nikki. And to you, Richie Rich.
You're welcome.
But also to Joseph Storm.
Cool.
Storm. Last name. Yeah. Wasn't it
bringing the thunder and light?
Wasn't it Susan and Richard Reed and Susan Storm, the Fantastic Four?
They're redoing another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not a big fan?
Man. I mean, well, first of all, the one that I remember is the one with I can't remember her name now.
No help here.
Beautiful girl. Anyway.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson?
No.
The new ones?
No.
Or the old ones?
Oh, man. Alba. Jessica Alba.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah, Jessica Alba. And then they had...
From Idle Hands?
Yeah. And then they had the guy who played the Human Torch.
Captain America.
Is also the guy who played Captain America. Yeah. And, like, while he did a bang-up job playing Captain America, every time I watched the first Captain America movie, I'm like, that's Johnny Storm, man. Come on. Right? So they recycled a guy.
What are you going to do? Cable is also Thanos.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
At any rate, Joseph Storm is a platinum amplifier, which means he gives $25 a month to help amplify Free Talk Live. What does it mean to be an amplifier, you might be asking yourself? Well, you can visit amps.freetalklive.com. And you will find the AMPS program. Essentially, it's a way to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations right now. We could be on 250, 300, 350 stations is not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy this program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the perspective of freedom, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier. As Mark Edge would say, it's the best use of your Liberty dollar.
I agree with that.
As far as a charitable contribution is concerned.
Amplify your voice by letting us speak for you.
Yes. Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Joseph Storm. We appreciate you. All right. So, did we finish talking about what we were talking about last segment?
Probably.
I think so. All right.
I mean, we had callers the last segment.
We did.
Did we finish Pig Casso is the real question.
We did not.
Oh, okay.
In fact, sitting right
the millionaire pig, deceased.
Global art sensation Pig Casso, not to be confused with Picasso, but Pig Casso.
Yes. They're both artists, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Unlike Kevin Bacon and the other mystery pig.
That's true.
Well,
they're both not actors.
Yeah, well, but we don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen his work.
Okay.
Exactly.
How do we know Kevin Bacon wasn't an artist?
Well, no, an actor. Like we know the human Kevin Bacon is an actor.
Right.
Right.
But the pig was not.
As far as I know.
Right.
I mean, if there's credits to its name, we'll check the IMDb.
Well, that doesn't mean he wasn't an artist. Like maybe he
rolled around in the mud.
Oh, I thought you said artist.
No, Kevin, like this Pig Casso is an artist, much like the Picasso was an artist. But Kevin Bacon, not an actor, like the actor Kevin Bacon.
Clear as mud.
Wallowing that.
Gonna squeal a little bit here. Global art sensation. Thank you for the snort. Pig Casso, a 500-kilogram pig. What's that? Imperial.
Times 2.5 or 3 or whatever.
Do the math for me. We'll come back to it.
1,012.
What was it again?
500 kilograms.
That sounds like a lot.
It does. Pigs are kind of big. Big pig.
I only know millimeters and grams.
Is known. Well, yeah, that's the only metric system I know is grams, ounces.
No, that's not like metric. That. Ounces is not.
Oh, I guess it's not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, oops.
It's like 230 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot less.
Is known.
To divide.
Yeah.
Okay.
This pig is known for painting with her nose and a paintbrush. Like, her nose and a paint. Like, does she sometimes paint with her nose and sometimes paint with a paintbrush?
I mean, if you're gonna do like, if you're gonna draw a pig nose, you just press it up.
Does she stick the paintbrush in her nose and paint that way?
Just gotta keep reading to find out.
I guess. Has passed away.
Oh, I guess we're not gonna find out.
In South Africa, at the age of 8, after suffering from chronic rheumatoid arthritis, her owner said on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you make a pig paint.
When you're 8.
It's a little young for arthritis.
Right. In a statement to Cater's News, Joanne Lefson, a 52-year-old artist and animal rights activist, announced that her creative partner had passed away after her symptoms rapidly worsened in September of 2023. By October, Pigcasso had lost the use of her hind legs due to calcification of the lower spine.
I like that it's her creative partner. Like, yeah. Pigcasso's doing all the work and she's just cashing the checks.
Yeah.
My creative partner.
You know, this might be the most sad I've ever felt for a pig.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I as an artist, right?
I
mourn another artist.
All right.
You know? There is much sadness that such an inspiring figure for animal welfare has passed. Okay, for welfare animals has passed?
Is that really that inspiring?
But we also celebrate a life well lived.
Have you made $1 million?
Difference.
Oh. This pig has.
Well, yeah.
That's
inspiring.
Yeah, that's, that is inspiring.
I long to make the amount of money as this pig.
Or depressing. What do you mean? I'm 51 and this pig makes more than me?
Age 8. What were you doing at age 8?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it might be more in pig years.
It's probably chucking rocks at girls or something. I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
calling them pigs.
They mature faster.
How sad is that?
The pigs or the girls?
The pigs.
And the girls.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's a tweet here from Compassion in World Farming says, in loving memory of Pigcasso, who has sadly passed away, rescued from a factory farm in South Africa. Rescued from a factory farm.
Hey, when you show that kind of promise, you can expect to get rescued. Learn to paint, you other pigs, so you go to the chopping box.
Like, screw all these other pigs. We're taking the talented one.
Right. That's exactly what they did.
I wonder if they went in, like, all SWAT style. Did they break into the farm? Did they have to do recon first? Did they have to, like, you know, disable the security system? You know, I feel like there's a Bruckheimer film in here somewhere.
Maybe,
you know,
just to fill out the adoption paperwork?
The rescue from the farm.
We'll take that one.
Pigcasso changed the hearts and minds of so many, encouraging them to reconsider how they saw farmed animals. She will leave a lasting legacy. In 2016...
I doubt that. I mean, it's not like the other pigs just all of a sudden picked up a trade, right, and avoided slaughter. Like, they're all bacon, right? They're still farming the animals.
But are they Kevin Bacon?
No. No, because that one's in, like, Wisconsin.
Right.
This is South Africa.
In 2016, Lefson rescued Pigcasso, who was then 4 weeks old from a factory farm just before she was due to be sent to the slaughter. 4 weeks? How big is a pig at 4 weeks?
Not very. That must be wrong, because that would still be a piglet. You wouldn't kill a piglet.
It's the tastiest meat.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think they do that with pigs, though.
Oh.
Maybe that's more of like a calf.
Okay.
Thing.
Well, it's also South Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing down there. I guess.
What's the? Is there?
But
like
4 weeks. That sounds like very. I mean, that's a little pig.
Well, how many of that is pig years? We're talking about an arthritic pig at age.
No, 4 weeks is still really little.
This is the third of the three little pigs of tonight's show.
Little pig, little pig.
So we got to stretch it.
Well, no, we have so much show prep that.
That's why you brought it up.
It's ridiculous, but well, somebody said. Well, anyway.
Okay.
From there, the pig was relocated to a sanctuary for rescued animals in Franschhoek.
Built out of bricks?
South Africa.
This is the third one.
I see. I feel some huffing and puffing coming down the pipe.
Blow your painting down.
At one point, Lefson noticed the pig would eat or destroy everything left in her stall except for a paintbrush. Lefson then came up with the idea of teaching the swine to use the brush and nurtured the animal's interest in art.
That seems staged. Why would a paintbrush be in her stall to begin with?
Right. This is not just a painting pig. Far from it. This is a serious and highly creative collaboration where I work and encourage through moving brush to develop dynamic artworks that inspire and challenge the status quo. This is the guy taking credit for the pig's art.
Every morning I go to the pig and say, paint me a painting or it's back to the farm with you. And every morning it paints me a painting. How ironic.
The project was dubbed Lefson Plus Swine. Oh, got to put his name first. Right? Can't put the swine first, the one doing the work, right?
Right. It's like a lead singer.
It's just like a lead singer, actually. In the music industry, there's something called LSD. That's lead singer disease. Right? And this just means that your singer's never going to help you haul gear. Right? When the show is over, it's kind of their job to, like, jump down off the stage and go schmooze and go try and sell merch.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. If they're not doing that, then they suffer from LSD.
Okay.
Yeah. At any rate, the purpose was to emphasize humanity's disconnect and discord with our planet and focus on the food we choose to eat and the detrimental effects that the animal agriculture has on the environment and the welfare of animals.
But he only rescued one.
Listen, that's all that was in the budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He didn't encourage all of his friends to go rescue one each.
No, he's just like, eh.
Over her artistic career, the pig sold over $1 million worth of her paintings and set world records for becoming the first animal artist to hold a solo art exhibition and selling the highest-priced artwork painted by an animal.
Who's a better artist, like her or Hunter Biden? Based on sales volume.
I don't know.
I wasn't aware that Hunter Biden was an artist.
Oh, you didn't know that that's also how they laundered money?
No.
Oh, okay.
Through the art world.
I thought he was just selling crack. But
Picasso has been described...
Free crack with pain purchase.
Oh.
Buy one, get one.
Picasso has been described as the most successful non-human artist in world history.
Wow.
Now her legacy continues through the sanctuary... And our mission to inspire a kinder, more sustainable world for all. All right. Okay.
No protege pigs in the works.
Sorry, you're dead pig, Casa.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean this.
Didn't inspire more pigs to pick up the paintbrush there. Yeah. I want to be like Picasso.
I do not know.
Leonardo Pig Vinci.
I do not know. Let's try an unscreened caller. You're live on the radio. What's your name, please?
Jay Failures.
Hello, Francis. Hello, Francis Peralta.
Is that the name that came up?
Yep.
Wow.
Francis, what's on your mind?
Hey, you
direct
guys,
from his mom's basement.
You guys want to hear the title of the new book I'm writing? It's an expose.
Nope.
It's called Taxation is Not Theft.
Oh,
libertarian delusion.
How original.
And it's crimeless victims.
Are you going to self-publish on Amazon?
Yep.
Hey,
by your boy, Evolution.
I have an idea for you, Francis. Why don't you find an artistic pig and have them do the illustrations for you?
His mom's right upstairs.
Well, are you available?
I said artistic, not autistic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't say autistic pig. I said artist.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But, I'm pretty pissed off because you guys totally avoided my question last week.
No, we didn't. I addressed it after we hung up on you.
Yeah.
So you guys can't hang up on me and like.
Sure, we can. See.
Do whatever we want.
I didn't hang up on you. Francis, you still.
You guys can't hang up on me. Address.
Yes, I can. I've proven this to you time and time again.
You're correct. It may have been in bad form, but it's totally possible and has been done before. Will be done again, but I made sure that we addressed your concern after you hung up the call.
You didn't. So here, let me put it again. Let me show you how it's a perfect.
Skeeter's going to secede his mom's basement.
I don't know who you're talking about. This is Francis.
Oh, Francis is going to secede his
Francis
mom's basement.
Francis Peralta.
Okay. He's going to secede.
It must be his mom's number.
The laughing is like nails on a chalkboard.
For better laughs from a pig.
Gosh.
Hey, let me.
No.
Let me set up the analogy, right? So
no.
In Ancapistan, right? in Encapistan, you can own property, right? That's obvious, right?
Encapistan doesn't exist.
Some land, right?
The hypothetical Encapistan, you would have private property ownership, yes.
Yeah, so my mom can own land, and she can create her own rules on that land, right?
Like,
Right, but we hung up on him early last time, so now it's resetting.
Yeah, you guys totally answered a different question. You didn't even answer my question. It's a unilateral succession of steps.
It would help if you could ask a succinct question.
Okay, so your mom owns land. Go ahead.
Your mom owns land in Encapistan. Then what?
Encapistan. So she can create her own rules, right?
On her land, yes.
On her land, yes.
She can enforce those rules as she sees fit. And one of those rules can be rent, right? She can charge rent, and it can be proportional to one's income, right?
Did your mom raise your rent?
Yes.
Right. No.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Then, for the same reason, taxation is impact.
But in Encapistan, there's not a gotcha.
Got him.
In Encapistan, there's a legitimate purchase of land, legitimate ownership of land, and in the current situation, there's not.
Yeah, you're assuming that a collective that hallucinates. We let you ask your question. Now we're trying to answer. Hush. You're imagining that a collective.
You're comparing autists to Asperger's.
That a collective purchased or otherwise legitimately acquired something known as a nation, and that is not true. There's a huge difference. There's a huge difference between a body politic claiming ownership over land versus an individual owning land.
You can have joint ownership, right? You can have joint ownership.
You could,
right?
But that is not what the United States is. The United States is not joint ownership.
It's just like a corporation.
No, it isn't.
With voting rights.
I mean, it kind of is. It's a corporation.
It is a corporation, okay. But there is no consent involved, whereas private property ownership,
yes,
there is.
You can leave. Bye, Felicia. You can run out.
Why?
Right? Really, like that?
Because we let them stick around.
Yeah, they're the ones who violate consent. Why should I leave?
They don't. I just showed you. They don't.
They do. You didn't show us jack.
Taxation is rent.
It's not rent.
Taxation is not rent. Oh, my God. You are beyond hallucinatory, pal.
Taxation is rent.
There's one T-shirt in the world. He's wearing it.
Extra, extra, extra large.
Francis, I'm so disappointed in you. You are
not even mad. Just disappointed.
Just like, I don't... You are like a beacon of what's wrong with planet Earth today.
And again, I've said this before, as an advocate for your own position, you're a terrible communicator.
Absolutely. Moving right along, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Good to talk to you. Am I on?
You are on the air.
Okay, yeah, you know, I just want to say, I have noticed that, you know, the newspaper articles that claim to invest in a company that's going to go up is actually a false article, because I knew two friends that read the article, invested, like, one invested $50,000, lost it all. The other one invested like $3,300.
I mean, they should always lead with, this is not financial advice, invest at your own risk. So, what is...
Well, the thing is, what I'm saying is, it's corporate media. The newspaper is done on purpose, like kind of, in like, it's like an inside trader kind of a thing. Like, Martha Stewart knew to pull out all of her money, and all the rest of them, they got tricked into investing all the money, all the little people.
Yep.
But people were in the network, the little circle, they pulled all their money out.
And this is how your Congress critters get to become millionaires off of a government salary, right? Because they're in bed with the corporations, and they know what laws are going to pass and how that's going to affect the stock price well before anybody else does, because they control the laws.
Well, and then also what I'm saying is about the corporate media. The media is also bought out and controlled, like newspapers.
You're correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's corporate media. So
don't believe what you read and invest accordingly. So don't believe what you read and invest accordingly.
No, you can't. What I'm saying is you have to actually do the opposite. See, they were advertising on the commercial that petroleum, oil, and gas is going to go up. It's actually a false advertising. You have to understand that it's going to tank. They'll pull all your money out. That's what they're really saying.
So invest accordingly, right? If you believe that, you can make investment decisions based on what your beliefs are that, if you are correct, should lead to a profit. That's how it works.
Yeah, but it's a matter of, like you say, it's a matter of personal belief. If you really believe the lies, I think it's some lying advertisement.
Yeah, but if you recognize it as a lie, you can bet in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in. Mm-hmm. You have to realize that whatever they say, you have to do the opposite. When they come up with an article and they pump up this company.
This is also not financial advice from Sarah.
Well, that's what I noticed. You know, I have a friend that invested in Thornburg, and when they went under, they went completely out of business. Now I hear about the company coming back, because all they have to do is wait 7 years and they could rebuild a company again.
Mm-hmm.
So then they took all the people that put the money and went under, they took all the money. Now they're going to bring the company back.
Okay.
And
take a whole new slew of money from a whole new slew of people.
This is another problem with corporations getting protection from the state, right? You file the paperwork to become a corporation, all of a sudden you're not individually liable for mistakes made by the company, and it allows for things like this. So you need to separate the corporates.
Yeah, so they're gonna come back.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you need to separate the companies from the state and not allow that to be a thing.
Well, I just think that that's my, what I want to come, let people be aware, don't trust the media. Because, like, they tell 80% of the truth and 20% is a lie.
Probably vice versa, but all right.
Probably 80% lie and 20% mainstream media anyway.
Yeah.
Well, for example, there was a news that says, the government been hiding the UFO sightings, and have they been getting technology from the aliens? Of course they had. But you waited, what the news said that, there was no cover-up, and then there was no UFO landing, and we didn't get any technology from the aliens.
No, it wasn't covered up, it was classified.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You're just not allowed, you don't have the clearance to read it.
Yeah, but the media, what they'll say is, they never did any of that. We don't have any UFO documents, and they did. You know what? There's people that, like, rocket technology was from the alien technology.
Some say so is the internet. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate you bringing this new news to light to everybody.
Clearly a long-term listener of Free Talk Live in their anti-mainstream media position.
Did you know they're lying? Yeah, you're a little late. 603-283-6160. The final half hour of Free Talk Live still to come. Stay tuned. We've got more in store.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News update. The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our program tonight.
I feel like that stupid daylight savings time makes it seem like it's going by faster.
Yeah.
Don't blame it on that.
I haven't looked outside. Is it still light out?
I don't know. You know, okay, so I drive over here.
Yeah.
Like, this is another thing. And like the past few weeks.
And another thing. Sorry.
It was just like the sun was already set by the time I got on the road. It, you know, it passed that time. And now it's in my eyes again.
We
sprung forward, and now the sun is back up in my face as I'm driving over. In the,
you own shades?
I do. Several pairs, but yeah.
Do you wear several at the same time? Or
I carry several at the same time, but I wear one at a time, yes.
Have you ever been wearing shades, and then you also had a pair of shades on top of your head?
I've done that, yes.
And then one reverse?
I haven't done that, no. No. Mm-hmm. But I have wondered where my shades are while they're on top of my head, and then only to go and grab another pair of shades, and then later on realize that. So, yeah. That's how I roll.
Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it do. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Hope to see you there. All right. We had so much show prep that, like, there's so many things I wanted to get to.
We got to the Three Little Pigs, though.
We did, yeah. That's all pretty right. Good. We'll take that as a dub. if you will.
Woot woot.
W, not a George W.
Please, no. Not again.
There was something. Yeah, let's talk about this one. This is from 1011now.com. I don't know where. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever been there.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we are. I haven't checked, but.
Corn tower out there.
Lincoln woman exploits pump glitch to get over $27,000 of free gas.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Now, is that theft?
Yeah.
They're claiming it.
Yeah, I would say that probably is.
Okay, well, okay, hear me out then.
Let's talk about it.
All right. If you go to the grocery store and the barcode reader is messed up and they scan something for less than what the shelf price is.
That's typically an accident.
This was also an accident.
No, it seemed like she was purposely doing that.
She wasn't hacking into the system.
Well, no, she wasn't, but neither, like...
It's a glitch.
When it's a glitch at the grocery store, too, you're not hacking into the system.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You just take the price that it scans at.
Yeah.
At the grocery store.
But did you steal the thing, then? At the grocery store?
I mean, kind of.
Do you have
not
an obligation
like
to go
honest.
Back?
I mean, if you realize it and you know the price is wrong, I would say yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, but their system, I probably wouldn't.
Their system said it was cheaper than it was.
Yeah.
And that's not on me.
So maybe that's it. You could assume, like, oh, maybe that was the correct price and the listed price. Like, it was on sale.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that gas was on sale.
Okay.
Like, similar, but that does feel, like, different than this.
Only because she did it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, so. Okay. Let's get into it a little bit. A gas station in Lincoln has fixed a glitch. This reminds you of Office Space.
We fixed the glitch.
No, you don't have to fire him. We fixed the glitch. It'll just work itself out. Gas station in Lincoln, Nebraska, has fixed a glitch that allowed someone, quote-unquote, to pump thousands of gallons of fuel for free. Dawn Thompson, age 45, is... Why do they always give people's ages? Like, is that relevant?
Yeah, like, does it matter?
Like, Dawn Thompson, age 13, like, would it make a difference?
If there's an enterprising 17-year-old who figured this out, I'd, like, you know, hire him somewhere.
I am actually kind of surprised Dawn Thompson, 45, is the one who, you know, took advantage of this glitch.
She's probably got kids and needed that money for school supplies.
Charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking $5,000 plus. Police said she used an exploit to pump free gas for more than 6 months. Lincoln police got a call from Bosselman Enterprises loss prevention manager on October 20th, 2023. The manager got word from the pump and pantry near West O Street and Sun Valley Boulevard that someone had been participating in a fuel scam.
Again, is it a scam? It's a glitch.
She
didn't put up any one of those card readers or whatever.
At this place is called the Pump and Pantry. Have you ever seen the Pump and Go?
I've seen the Come and Go.
The convenience store?
Yeah.
My other favorite is the Flying J.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, that's what happens. You smoke a J and you're flying, man. Although the Flying J is a truck stop, so there's no airports involved.
Okay.
To my knowledge. So no flying, really.
Soon. With the flying cars.
Perhaps. Perhaps Flying J will be double as, like, carports.
There you go.
Right? A vehicle, flying car, airports. Anyway, Lincoln police got a call and said someone had been participating in this fuel scam. That's their words, not mine. Upon further investigation, police learned that the fuel pumps received a software update in November of 2022. The update managed orders and reward cards, and it was made at the request of customers and staff.
The upgrade was.
The upgrade was.
Okay.
Yes. Unbeknownst to the company, however, the update was exploitable. It allowed anyone to swipe a rewards card twice to enter the pump into a demo mode.
Still sounds like their fault.
From there, the user could pump gas for free. How did they discover this, though?
Someone did.
Because they were missing a bunch of money, right?
Well, no. How did they discover the exploit? So normally you go up to the pump, in my experience anyway, recently, you go up to a pump, you put in your credit or debit card, and it goes, do you have a rewards card? And you say yes, and then you put in your rewards card, and then it gives you the discount.
I pump at BJ's. BJ's, you scan the club card first.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm wondering, like, who discovered that if you swipe the club card twice, you get the free gas?
You swipe.
Wow.
Well, you swipe the card, and you're not sure if it actually took it because you didn't hear the beep, and you weren't really looking at the thing. You swipe it again. all of a sudden,
and then
like,
it
oh,
goes
boop.
Yeah,
and then you
select
your
fuel grade
right.
and begin dispensing
yeah.
fuel.
Whatever it is.
The loss prevention manager discovered one particular card had been repeatedly used to get free gas. By tracing the card's information, police were able to identify Thompson. Court records show.
See, again, if you were a sophisticated criminal, you wouldn't continuously use the card, right? You would right. get another rewards card every time, put whatever Mickey Mouse, yep. Hugh G. Rection, whatever you want on yep. there, and then just use a different card every time.
Yep. A video surveillance showed Thompson pumping fuel into her vehicle on multiple occasions. Police think that the fuel was stolen between November 13, 2022 and June 1st, 2023. In those months, the reward card was used 510 times. It was also used multiple times on days it was used, police wrote.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's pumping for friends as well. I mean, this is like six. Yes. I don't know who pumps like 500 yeah. times in a 6-month period.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of gas.
Bank error in.
I mean, I don't know.
Bank error in your
maybe
favor.
Maybe she's got like a 78 Chevy van or something.
You know? Anything with 8 cylinders.
Right. Yeah. Or more. It's estimated that 7,413.59. That's a pretty darn. What's the word I'm looking for?
Precise?
Precise estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look at gas pumps. How many other, like, prices do you see go to 3 decimals? It's like the only industry that does it.
It's estimated 7,413.59 gallons of gasoline were pumped during those uses. The manager estimated the average fuel cost between those months to be approximately $3.75 and 0.08 cents.
See?
Per gallon. Bringing the total losses to $27,860.27. Tell her what she's won, Bob.
One count of theft.
I felt like Bob Barker and like, okay. You know, a new car. Right? You know, they're going to open the door and out come the
$27,000. You can get something good used now.
Confetti falls down. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's only at the showcase showdown. Okay. That's my bad. Court records show that the rewards cards also, or the rewards card also accrued minimal rewards points. Because it wasn't being used in an intended manner. So she still got some points.
Okay. Imagine doubling up on that. You get all that gas and a free hot dog?
So like, and she stole 17 hot dogs.
Yeah, she cashed in her rewards points for 12 hot dogs, right? Yeah.
She got to upgrade her drink. She went with the 64-ounce instead of the usual 32.
Left it on top of the car.
This fateful August morning.
Oh, my gosh. Police also learned of another person using the card in 2023. I'm assuming they mean her card.
Okay.
The woman was
a co-conspirator.
The woman was contracted by officers, and she claimed that Thompson would let her use the card to get discounted fuel.
Imagine letting your friend, you're like, let her in on the, like, oh, I got, you know, I figured out this cool hack, and then your friend rats you out to the cops. What a loser.
Okay, so again, she thinks it's something special about
me.
Her card.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Right, is there something special about her card? Because the friend could use her friend's card.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's a good question.
You just swipe the card twice.
Because the lead up. They said that it was a glitch in their system. It wasn't anything to do with her card.
Right.
So her friend, in theory, could have
used her own card.
So, like, chick, use your own card. I'm
although
not
maybe,
use
but then she wouldn't have been able to rat her out to the cops.
Right.
Well,
maybe she didn't know. Maybe her friend tried it with her own card. Maybe her friend didn't have her own card.
Or you think she thought that there was something special about her card?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the magic
rewards card.
Okay.
I'm getting rewarded all the time. Dortmund getting rewarded. I got like $27,000 in gas reward. That's right.
She bought it off a guy for some 5 magic beans.
These rewards are. That'd be hilarious. Police also learned of another. No, we talked about that. The arrangement was that the woman would pay Thompson for using the card. So now she's entrepreneurizing.
She's selling it to her friend.
Yeah,
she's renting it.
Okay.
Right? Like,
yeah,
you can use this card.
That's an extra charge.
For a discount.
I'm not going to tell you how to use your own card. You can use mine.
Look, your gas guzzler is going to easily eat $100 worth of gas. I'll charge you $50. Just take this card, swipe it twice, and fill up.
teach a woman to fish and she learns how to fish and like give her a fish or sell her a fish and she knows where her fish is sold or something like that.
What?
Something fishy going on right
here.
It's like knowing where your market is.
Oh, yeah. I was wrong. The arrangement was that the woman would pay Thompson for using the card, according to the arrest affidavit. In total, police think that this woman paid Thompson $500 for $700 worth of gas between 10 uses.
She's not even getting a good discount.
Yeah, that's... She would have probably got a better discount with their regular rewards card.
Maybe.
I mean, if you're only getting that good of a discount, then maybe do rat your friend out.
No, I was going to say, no wonder she was, like, easy on the vocals there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cheap.
Like, next time, you know.
Yeah. The woman said that Thompson sold the card sometime in June of 2023. The fuel exploit was fixed on June 1st of 2023.
So she realized it didn't work and tried to get rid of it.
I got to sell this to somebody so that... You know, when the cops do eventually find out, they're going to target this other person and not me. Police said, can you sell a rewards card, though? Like,
I mean, why not?
I mean, I guess you could, but when you get one, isn't it registered in your name?
Well, but they don't know who's using it as the pump, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she thinks it's this magic card, and she sells it to someone who thinks that there's the only card that's magic is hers.
Police said Thompson received the card in lieu of payment from a man paying off a card debt.
Ah.
The man could not be contacted because he was deceased by January of 2024.
So he also thought it was a magic card? So maybe it was.
Okay. Like maybe he was one of the technicians or something that knew about it?
But if it was his card, when they traced ownership, wouldn't they have traced it back to the dead guy and not her?
Well, unless they got her on camera and then found out when
they did have her on camera, they probably got her license plate, ran it through the cop thing.
I think like a detective.
The database.
Yep. Databasist.
Wow. Yeah, databasist, right, yeah. Thompson was arrested on March 6th after a months-long investigation. So they probably wasted way more than like $27,000 just investigating this thing. She was arraigned on Thursday, and she was not listed in the Lancaster County Jail's inmate roster as of Friday. Probably first-time offender, got out own recog. Her bond was set at 10%.
Swiped her gas card to make bail.
Nice. Her bond was set at 10% of $7,500, so $750.
There you go.
Thompson's next court hearing is scheduled for April 11.
Oh, we got to stay on top of this one. Maybe. We'll see if I come across
something. Oh, man. There's people listening to us right now who are stopping at a gas station
and swiping their car twice.
Do you guys do this reward stuff with the places you shop?
No.
Do you get the card or whatever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, if it's Price Chopper and I'll get an actual deal.
Yeah.
But I don't do the gas cards.
At Price Chopper and a couple other places, they have a house card.
Yeah, you just go, yeah.
And so I'll just be like, can I use your card? And they're like, sure. And so then I get the discount anyway without having to put my name on a thing and have them track all of my grocery purchases and try to market crap to me.
Yeah, see, with the marketing background, like, I'm okay with targeted advertising.
Sure.
Right? So if I'm going to be shopping at the same store and they see that I'm buying the same things and they're going to send me coupons for those things, why wouldn't I want that? And the only thing you can say is, well, to protect your privacy, but you don't have to give them a real name, right? You can create a fake name with a fake email address, put all the bad information on there, and it's just the card you use that gives you the coupons whenever you want to use it.
All right, so I'm going to now sign up for all these cards that say Rich E. Rich.
No, because they already exist, because I've already got them. But go ahead. I don't care.
You're like, right? I'll take the points. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take the points. Yeah. Again, when I was on vacation, I don't have the store cards for the local stores anymore.
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, use my phone number.
Right? Oh, yeah, so, I always use my mom's phone number. Right. Like, everywhere I go, I just use my mom's phone number.
But one thing that did
like,
happen.
I know she's got a card.
One thing that did happen, I was like, checking out, and they're like, you have $12 of points that you could use towards this purchase. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, no,
I'll
see.
Could have done it.
Could have.
I used to use my roommate's phone number at the gas pump to get the discount. They're like, enter your rewards phone number. And I'm like, it is.
Yeah, same thing.
Sweet, I get the discount. He gets the points.
But you don't get any of the coupons that follow up with that. Exactly. Targeted marketing. If you don't want them, fine.
Right.
I'll take the discount. discounts.
Yeah.
Well, send me your coupons. I'll use them if I need them.
I mean, that costs me time and money, so.
Well,
so you're both here.
To the general listener.
Do a coupon swap.
You don't
want me to do
coupons,
free labor for you, pal?
No. But if you don't want a deal, I'll take the deal.
I'll sell you these coupons.
No, I'm not buying the coupons.
I'll sell you this magic rewards card for $700, so you can get $500 in gas.
No, that's backwards. So it's $500 and you $700.
Oh, you don't want the deal?
It's not a deal. You know what would be a deal? Prepaid gas, right? But then you can bet on the price of gas.
Only if you could prepay at the current price.
That's how you prepay. You buy gallons.
Well, okay, so but some people would think you're just going to get a card worth $20, and whatever day you use it, you spend that $20.
No, I'm saying
price.
Prepay gallons, pre-purchase gallons of gas.
I want to be able to buy a card that says this card is good for
20
50 gallons.
Whatever
it is, yeah. And that would be good for me.
Yeah. It's like a forever stamp, but for gasoline.
Yes. Yes. That's the, almost the opposite of that Wendy's surge pricing that they were talking about.
People were mad about that.
They're stupid.
Yeah. And it's like,
even in the article, they notated that, you know, the way Wendy's was going to do it was like going to give a discount during off peak hours, right? Which is the same thing as surge pricing, but just worded differently.
Yeah.
Right, so you're like, oh, it's busy, right? Supply and demand dictates that the price ought rise, or when it's slow, you give people a discount.
Like, yeah, like a happy hour sort of thing.
That's exactly what it, if they called it happy hour,
it would
Wendy's
have been
happy hour between 3 and 5 p.m., you get a discount.
Yeah, I really didn't see an issue with it. I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool like business plan, and apparently everyone else that actually eats at Wendy's disagreed.
We've only got a few minutes left, so whiplash segue.
Okay.
San Diego man is the first in U.S. to be charged with smuggling greenhouse gases.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
How do you even do that?
A man has been arrested.
He bought in a tree.
He got in a tree, he farted, he collected it in a jar. Now he's smuggling it into Mexico.
If he's female, he could sell it on the internet.
A man has been arrested and charged for smuggling greenhouse gases into the United States.
And then released it only in the United States because we're the only ones that have a carbon footprint problem.
Marking the first prosecution of its kind in the country, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern California announced on Monday. Michael Hart, a 58-year-old San Diego resident, is accused of bringing hydrofluorocarbons, chemical compounds commonly used for refrigeration and air conditioning.
Oh, man.
From Mexico into the U.S. and selling them for a profit.
Remember when the air conditioner car was cold? And not just mildly cool?
Oh, is that why he's smuggling it in?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Older model vehicles can't be recharged because they no longer sell the type of refrigerant to do so in the U.S.
I didn't know.
Particularly in California. So this guy, being an entrepreneur, is like, oh, I can source that in Mexico. Next time I'm down there, I'll pick up a couple of cases, I'll bring it up here, and then I'll turn around and sell them for a profit.
I support this guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
However, that violates regulations set in 2020 to slow climate change under the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act, also known as AIM.
Right, again, because if it's used in Mexico, it doesn't affect the climate.
Right.
But you cross the border in California and use it, forget about it.
San Diego's so far away from Mexico, man. Jeez, you know.
We got to protect the planet, people. Leave that stuff in Mexico.
This AIM Act gives the Environmental Protection Agency the authority to reduce production and consumption of nationwide of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs.
What another worthless organization.
Definitely. Since they have been identified as one of the most potent greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere.
Sounds dramatic.
Emphasis on fear. And contributing to rising temperatures.
Hashtag doubt it.
Come on, really? You're prosecuting a guy for trying to help people fix their older vehicles, make them more comfortable in San Diego?
Yeah, he was just
where
hot, man.
Air conditioning is pretty freaking important.
They're trying to get everyone into EVs. Google the lithium mines if you want to see how, like,
it's horrendous.
Environmentally friendly EVs are.
At this point, smuggling HFCs into the U.S. is illegal, and officials are working to phase down new manufacturing of the compounds within the country. So they haven't stopped manufacturing them. They already acknowledge that they are still being manufactured. So why is it illegal? More restrictions on the use of certain HFCs will take effect next year, according to the EPA.
If he was a Mexican migrant, they probably would have invited him in.
Get him some welfare,
yep.
Put a check or two at him, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Poor guy.
Give him a prepaid visa. Give him a magic club card at the gas station.
Voting card. Swipe that D at the voting booth.
It's this thing about, like, these immigrants getting, like, preferential treatment and money and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of the same thing as, like, white privilege.
Okay.
Right? And I say this because
make your case, because I'm not buying it yet.
I've seen a skit where, you know, this black guy gets his makeup done up so that he looks like a white guy.
Eddie Murphy?
And he goes to, like, a grocery store, and he puts all the stuff on the counter, and the guy just sort of, he doesn't, like, scan it, or anything, he just moves it from one side to the other, and then there's a person putting the bag, and, you know, putting everything into a bag, and he goes, great, how much is that? And he's like, no, man, it's okay. You're one of us, man. It's free. Like, things that never happen.
Was
right?
this Eddie Murphy skit on Saturday Night Live?
I think maybe
okay.
it was.
All right. Yeah. Classic, then.
Yeah.
So, long time. Like, in the 80s, this was a joke.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And so this is what I'm getting at with that. It's like, yeah, no, white people don't get stuff for free. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
We don't go into grocery stores and, like, no, that's cool. It's all right.
Certain all white right. people. Got to be a politician.
Well, they get everything for free. They live at the expense of everyone else. So
there's a white privilege right there.
That is a politician privilege.
Sure.
Also known as tyrant privilege, which I'm fully against.
Okay.
Like, I was talking last night about how, like, all right, cops live at the expense of everybody else.
Yep.
They collect their paycheck through taxation, which is taken, not given, taken from everybody else. And yet, like, if a cop goes to a coffee shop, they give them free coffee and donuts.
Yeah. They're trying to bribe them.
Veterans discount.
Already leeching off of you. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me tonight. Thank you, Ricky Rich. Thank you to all of our listeners and all but one of our callers. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the resources tab. Thanks and peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.